Story County Board of County Commissioners meeting will now come to order. If you'd like to stand and join me in the Pledge of Allegiance, we'll get started.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Very good. I hope everyone enjoyed America's independence on this weekend and Saturday. And if those online would go ahead and mute your microphones. We're going to go ahead and continue these Zoom meetings for the foreseeable future until we get this COVID-19 under control. So when it's your turn to speak, please state your name clearly prior to speaking, okay, or during speaking, excuse me. And remember to mute your microphone when you're not speaking. Those of you who are on the telephone, you can do *6 to unmute yourself and then *6 again to remute your phone. Public comment will be called for prior to each vote and at the end of the meeting, beginning and end of the meeting. Should you have any comment, please wait until it's called for and please limit your comments to 3 minutes. We're going to move along now to item number 3. This is discussion for possible action, approval of the agenda for July the 7th, 2020. Mr. Osborne, do we have any changes to make to today's agenda?
Just one, Mr. Chairman. We would like to continue number 18. That's a resolution setting salaries to the July 21, 2020
board meeting. Okay, very good. Is there any public comment regarding this item? And you'll notice that I'm going to delay after asking a question because sometimes it takes a little bit of time to get everything across the internet and back again. So hearing no discussion on this agendized item, Commissioner Carmona, would you motion to approve?
I move to approve today's agenda.
Second your motion.
I have a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries unanimously. Moving along now to item number 4, discussion for possible action, approval of the minutes. The meeting minutes for May the 19th of 2020. Is there any public comment regarding those minutes? Hearing none, Commissioner Carmona, you'd motion to approve.
I move to approve the meeting minutes for May 19th, 2020.
I have a motion. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Okay, I have a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously. Moving along to item number 5, discussion for possible action, approval of the meeting minutes for June the 2nd, 2020. Commissioner Carmona?
You want to do public comment first?
Thank you for that. Yes, is there any public comment regarding these minutes? Hearing none, are you going to motion to approve?
I move to approve the meeting minutes for June 2nd, 2020.
I'll second that motion.
I have a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion carries unanimously. Moving along now to item number 6. Number 6 is today's consent agenda. Is there any public comment concerning today's consent agenda? Hearing none, Commissioner Carmona, if I get a motion to approve.
I move to approve today's consent agenda.
I have a motion. Do I have a second?
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously. Move along now to item number 7. This is public comment. We'll take no action. If anyone would like to go ahead and make public comment, please identify yourself for the record. Speak clearly and limit your comments to 3 minutes. Once again, I'm calling for public comment. Hearing none, we'll continue on to item number 8. This is discussion only. We'll take no action or public comment. These are committee and staff reports. I'll start with the Sheriff's Office. Sheriff Antonoro.
Just real briefly, I know everyone was disappointed with the lack of activities over the 4th of July weekend, but from a public safety perspective, I would have to say it was probably one of the most successful weekends we've had in a decade, less problems than we've dealt with in a long time, and we still had pretty reasonable crowds throughout town.
Thank you, Sheriff. Over at Public Works Operations, Mike Northand. Over at the Community Chest in the Library, Eric Schoen.
And thank you, Commissioners. Eric, for the record, Eric Schoen, Community Chest in the Library. Not much of a report except to give a little bit of an update that our summer program is going well. We have 30 students enrolled in our summer program, all in their little cohorts, so they don't spread any possible coronavirus across different groups. And early childhood education daycare center is now about 13 or 14 students. That's the max we can have right now. Looking forward to the fall, it's hard to plan. We're working with the school district because things are in such flux and it depends on what kind of a plan they ultimately come up with, whether or not they will be having students Monday through Friday, Monday through Thursday. It's a mix of some students. And so we are part of their planning committee as well to make sure that whatever we do is in sync with what they're doing. But we will, when we know, we will get word out and let you all know what that looks like in the fall so that parents can plan for dropping off their students if they need to work and so on and so forth. So like so many other parts of our lives, things are a bit in flux and hard to predict. That's what I know right now.
Very good. Thank you, Eric. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions for Eric? Commissioner Carmona, do you have any questions for Eric?
Not at this time, John. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. We're at the Story County Senior Citizen Center, Stacey York.
Not being here to report today, thank you.
Thank you, Stacey. Our Public Works Director, Jason Wurzbecki.
Good morning, Commissioner. I have a little bit of an update here. We have completed the waste management turnaround down in Lockwood on the Upper Bench Road, just above the Senior Center. Waste management engineer has went out and looked at it and said that it is good to go for them to start resuming trash service. One other thing is this morning we are currently paving the rest of the Lockwood Senior Center parking lot. It's that large triangle piece there in the front between Ferry Ranch Road and the existing pavement. And we have increased the size of the parking lot to the rear as much as we could and added some rock and we finished up mowing all the shoulders throughout the county. That's all I have.
Perfect. Thank you, Jason. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions for Jason?
No questions, thank you.
Right. Commissioner Carmona?
Not at this time, thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you, Jason. I'm sure that the Lockwood residents are going to be very pleased with their parking lot down there. Good job. All right. Over at our labor relations, Jeannie Green.
Nothing new to report. Thank you.
Thank you, Jeannie. At the administrative officer and HR, Jen Chapman.
Hi there. Nothing at this moment.
Okay. Thank you, Jen. Director of Communications, Dave Ballard. IT Director, James Dean. Go Community Relations, Laura Mather.
Good morning. I have nothing to report. It will all be covered in our emergency management report.
Very good. All right. Thanks, Laura. Community Development Director and Fire Marshal, Martin Acevedo.
Good morning, Commissioners. Martin Acevedo, Director of Community Development and Fire Marshal for the record. I only have one thing regarding our monthly report that we put out. It's a little bit delayed. It should be on the website tomorrow. Everything is going well in the county regarding building and fire at this time. As I reported last commission meeting, we have three projects that are getting close to completion at this time, large projects. And that's all I have to report.
Okay, very good. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions for Martin?
No questions. Thank you, Martin.
Okay. Commissioner Carmona, any questions for Martin?
No questions for the chairman. Thank you.
Very good. Great. All right. Moving on now to our Director of Emergency Management, Joe Curtis.
Well, good morning, Mr. Chairman. Thank you. As you can tell, yes, I probably got a lot to say again. So, as of last Monday week, we began taking temperatures of all the employees coming in and out of the courthouse. That has continued up through today. This may be the last day for that, we're thinking, and everything has gone well. We did not find anyone with excessive temperatures, so everybody seems to be well and plugging along. We have provided no contact thermometers to dispatch the jail, community development, to public works, so they can test their personnel as needed. So this is the last day of temperature testing requirements. We do recommend that on occasion people try to take their temperatures as they come into work and just make sure we're kind of catching anything in advance. The hand sanitizer program for C Street seems to have been quite successful. I've heard a lot of comments and compliments over putting that stuff in, and they're being refilled by the business owners as necessary. As a result of a number of recommendations and requests, we've ordered 10 more sanitizer stations to be placed around in various locations that has tourism contact. And so that's under fabrication this time. As of yesterday, the total number of COVID cases for the Quad County was 391 total. Carson City has 62 active cases, and Douglas County has 26 active. Lyon County has 35 active, and Story County has one active still shown as active. But we still have only two for the whole county. New cases for the Quad County have been staying fairly steady at about six a day for the past week. There was a kind of a hit the fall of the weekend back or so, where there was over a one weekend period, there was about 11. So it's been staying fairly steady. And it'll be interesting to see what happens here after the busy fourth weekend events of the Quad County area and all four of the counties, so we'll be watching that closely. Masking is the big question, and in our businesses around town, and just some cursory checks that I've done, just looking and checking and so forth, it seems to be most of our businesses seem to be pretty high for the most part in terms of their participation of masking. There's a few that are kind of fudging a little bit, holding, only putting it on when somebody walks in, or having it hang from their ear, or not over the nose, this sort of thing. So we certainly want to encourage and keep that message going out to all of our business community to assure that Story County provides a good impression for the governor, so that we want him to know that we're involved in protecting our own and protecting our tourism base that visit the Comstock. So we really urge that our local businesses do that. Also, keep in mind for the local businesses, you could possibly have a contact, surprise contact from OSHA, who has been tasked with actually checking with various businesses and around the area. I've not heard of them actually coming to Story County as of this point in time, except out in the TRI area. Keep in mind, so participate in the masking program. Tomorrow, down in Lockwood, so we will have a community testing site from 9 to 11 at the Senior Center. We have been tasked with having to provide, from our own staffing and so forth, seven volunteers to assist with this, as the National Guard, who's been providing a lot of the personnel, National Guard assignment has officially expired. So we now will have to help provide our own volunteers to staff that. As a result of that, I contacted the G-Posse, and in the last test that we had, and this one, both times they have provided three volunteers from the G-Posse to help us with any kind of traffic control or anything else that we needed, setting up equipment and what have you. We also will be having three county personnel involved tomorrow, and one volunteer, a civilian volunteer, to assist as well. I have to commend the G-Posse members have been very helpful in providing people to assist with the community testing process, and it's taken a concern off of us because we're going, where are we going to get people? So it's a reminder that this county testing will continue on a monthly basis into the indefinite future, possibly upwards to 2 or 2.5 years at this point. That sucks up a lot of time working with and dealing with and staffing for that. Also, emergency management working with the school district on their reopening plans. And now, at this point, we are providing the school district under the CARES Act activity with all the various necessary personal protective equipment, the materials that they need, the sanitizer materials, and other products to help them make the school safe. The school nurses have to have certain things to be able to deal with the typical student situations in there that they'll see each day. So we have been working to provide them with that sort of thing, like thermometers and just other sanitation type of matters. I think that's about it for my briefing here for today. We'll keep moving on it, and as I say again, we'll be doing this community testing. And as for anybody that wants to test, that want to drive down to Lockwood tomorrow, you don't have to have an appointment. It's drop by and get tested. It will take maybe upwards to anywhere from 4 to 7 days to get the test back, but you can be tested as many times as you wish. Every time there's one open, you can come by and get tested. So we encourage you to do that. With that, I think that would be the end of my report.
Okay. Thank you, Joe.
Yes.
Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions for Joe?
Yeah, Joe, is that going to be the nose swab test, or have we moved on from that?
Unfortunately, no. No, we have not moved on from there. That's not the most comfortable of tests, but it's the most accurate. And so, yes, it will be a nasal swab test.
Well, thank you very much.
Commissioner?
We'll watch for you.
Yeah, I'll stand by.
Commissioner Carmona, do you have any questions for Joe?
Not at this time, Chairman.
Okay, very good. Thank you. All right, over our planning department, Kathy Canfield.
Good morning. Nothing today other than what's on the agenda later.
All right, very good. Thank you, Kathy. Over at the Comptroller's Office, Jennifer McCain. All righty. Thank you, Jennifer. Fire Chief, Jeff Nevin.
Morning, Commissioner. For the record, Jeff Nevin. I'd have to echo the Sheriff's comments about the 4th of July, although I know there were some upset people, there were some happy people. It was a very quiet weekend for us as well. We had 5 incidents throughout the county, the entire county on Saturday, so that's quite a drop for us. We had extra staff on duty to make sure that the amateur pyrotechnics weren't out having their own show, which we didn't have any issues with that. I did hear some things, but no incidents from that. We've been assisting our partners, our local neighboring agencies, with the large fires that they had. We currently have a couple resources on the numbers fire in Douglas County. It's ruined over 6,000 acres overnight, so we're assisting with them. We did have two small fires in Frye yesterday afternoon. They were suppressed pretty quickly, but we're keeping an eye on that, too, to make sure there's no one out there trying to burn the county down. We, too, have been screening our employees since March for COVID-related illnesses. Before they come in every morning, they get screened with a temperature check and a series of questions, so that's been going on for quite some time, and we are wearing the face coverings while we're in public, and they still wear their N95 masks while they're on in service as well. And along with Eric Schoen and Joe Curtis, I'm also on the school reopening committee. We've had, I believe, two meetings so far. We're meeting once a week, progressing quite well. It's a compressed time period because we have to have a plan to the state 20 days before school, and so it's quite the crunch, but we're moving on, and I think we'll have a good plan by the end. I believe that's all I have. If anybody has any questions.
Okay. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions for the chief?
No questions, thank you.
Okay. Commissioner Carmona?
Nothing today.
Okay, great. Thanks, Jeff. All right. County Assessor, Janice Seddon.
Good morning. We closed our tax roll last week, and things are moving forward, but I do want to let everybody know that we are still accepting any exemption vouchers that haven't been turned in, and any, just totally lost what the other ones were, any of the tax cap forms. I was kind of shocked to see that we have anywhere from 300 to 400 people that had the tax cap previously that still have not turned in their forms. So we're going to be resending those forms out as a second notice. It will take longer for them to correct since we have closed the tax roll, but we are doing everything we can to make sure that everyone that previously had a tax cap or deserves a tax cap actually gets it. So other than that, that's where we're at.
Very good. Thank you, Janet. Chief Deputy District Attorney, Mr. Loomis.
Well, thank you, Mr. Chairman. I would inform the board that since the last meeting, we have received a motion to set aside a tax sale that was conducted back in, I think, about 2014. This is the Cetus Mortgage bankruptcy case that's been going on since about 2008. The trustee is asking to have the sale set aside and basically the trustee wants to take a portion of that property because it's a very small interest in the bankrupt debtor to sell it for the benefit of the creditors of the bankruptcy case. The county is represented by Jeff Hartman on this, who's an experienced bankruptcy attorney, and he'll be filing a response to that motion.
Very good. Thank you, Keith. County Manager, Austin Osborne.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I have a couple items. Pretty much some folks before me already talked about the 4th of July this weekend and the decision anyway made to made some concerns there. I do want to let folks know on behalf of the county as well as the BCTC that we plan to work with the business community and the residences for the remainder of the potential events and season coming up, and that will be able to provide these folks a little bit of heads up warning about what to prepare for however we end up going with COVID-19 through the season. As we know, it's been a moving target. It's been very difficult, and new information comes to us all the time. While in June, things were looking better. We were going to go to phase 3, and things are loosening up. Suddenly, we've had a turn in events as well as some other things. We'll be in touch soon. While I'm talking about that, generally, I conducted some town halls at the beginning of the year in all of the communities, just really to allow the public and folks to talk with us about issues and concerns they have going on in the county. And we'll have to do it by Zoom for safety, but I do plan on resuming those and meeting with, you know, Mark Twain and Lockwood and Virginia City and the Highlands just for kind of a no agenda, general update of what's going on in the community by Zoom. Want to give everyone an update on what has happened with the courthouse and some of our other buildings with the public frequent. We've taken extra precautionary measure to do a very deep cleaning of the buildings and application of material that will abate any potential positive COVID-19 that may come into the buildings. It was a very large project done by an independent contractor, and they were in all day essentially going through and doing wiping and fumigating and other treatments of the courthouse. So the courthouse was closed yesterday. We had signed it very clearly and also put it out on social media. Staff were working. Everyone was actually operational remotely at different offices far from home. So the courthouse and all the offices are back open. Today is Tuesday. The DA's office, Public Works, and Community Development are getting the same treatment. So those offices, those staff are working remotely today. Those offices are closed, but anybody may call them and their staff to address any questions, and they'll be back open tomorrow. And then lastly, we don't have a lot of details at this point, but Mr. Curtis had talked about the CARES funds. The Story County does have just about $750,000 of CARES funds used to reimburse the county for COVID-related expenses. We are looking at all of the expenses related to what the county's put into, and then we're also having potential opportunities where we can help our business community in Virginia City, particularly, but there's small businesses elsewhere as well that have been impacted by the event. We're going to be meeting about that and then having some communication with our public and businesses about that. So we'll be with you shortly on the status. Thank you.
Thank you, Austin. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions for Austin?
No questions, thank you.
All right. Commissioner Carmona?
No, at this time, gentlemen.
You're good, thanks, Jay. Okay. County Clerk, Vanessa Stevens.
Nothing today, thank you.
All righty. Did I pass over any other elected officials, department heads, or staff who have something to report?
Mr. Chairman, Mike Nevin here.
Oh, hi, Mike.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, go right ahead, Mike.
Good morning, commissioners. For the record, Mike Nevin, give you a brief update on both the Hillside Tanks project and the Gold Hill Wastewater Treatment Plant project. I'll start with the Gold Hill Wastewater Treatment Plant. We have submitted an application to MV Energy for site power at the location there in Gold Hill. So we're waiting on that. Also, the 90% plans for the treatment facility are complete and have been submitted to USDA, SRF, and NDEP for their review and concurrence. Yesterday, we did receive our permit application back from NDEP to proceed with the construction of this plant. So they were right on top of things and get back to us relatively quickly. So we are waiting for the others to chime in. So if there are any minor modifications and or changes to the plans, they can be completed before the project is put out to bid. On the Hillside Tanks project, we did bid this for about a month. Bids were opened on the 25th of July. We received four bids for the project. Prices ranged on a high bid of $2,485,157 to the low bid of $2,128,149. Knowing that
we were going to be tight on funds. It was determined that we actually have a shortage of about $343,000. So we reached out to USDA to see, you know, what the next step would be. And Cheryl Couch has committed to us that they have the additional funding available so that the county can apply. These would be additional loan funds. We met Austin, Jennifer, Laura, myself, Lucas, met with Cheryl Couch yesterday to go over the summary of where we stand on these projects. And so some good news comes out of that is the fact that our existing loan obligations on water and wastewater loans, the interest rate is going to drop from two loans at 2.50%, one loan at 1.375%, they'll drop down to 1.125%. So that's some great news and some great savings. We ran some numbers, and even with adding the additional amount needed to fully complete the Hillside Tank project, we're $42 under in a monthly payment than we would have been had we not secured the additional funding and got the lower rate. And over the term of the loans, the county will save $371,304 in interest. So we will get the paperwork necessary to move forward. We'll put a couple of agenda items on your July 21st meeting for further discussion and follow-up, and hopefully get approval and then award a bid at the same time to the low bidder for the project. So the other thing is USDA did finally receive concurrence from the National Park Service that this project has a finding of no historic properties affected. So that information has also been forwarded on to SHPO for their review. That's pretty much all I have. And like I say, we'll be back on the 21st meeting for further discussion on these items.
Well, thanks, Mike. That's a lot of very good news today. Very good news.
Yeah, I thought so, too.
Yeah.
It's nice that USDA has always been, you know, a good partner to us and helps us out wherever need be. So, you know, I thought it was some great news, too. And everybody on the staff that attended the meeting yesterday is in concurrence. So.
Yeah. We wouldn't have never been able to complete the projects that we've done in the last several years without the assistance of the USA Rural Development. Not at all. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions for Mike?
No questions. Thank you, Marshall.
All righty. Commissioner Carmona?
Not today. Thank you.
Okay. Very good. I see Dave Ballard back up on the screen there. I think I passed you over, Dave. Do you have anything today?
Yeah, good morning. Sorry, I couldn't get it unmuted. No, I don't have anything to report.
Thank okay, you. Very good. All right. I'm looking at a big screen here with either pictures or people's names, and sometimes I pass over people. So I'll ask once again if I've missed any elected officials, any department heads, or any staff. All right. Hearing none, we'll move on to item number 9. These are board comments. We'll take no action in public comment. And I'll start with Commissioner Gilman. Any comments today, Commissioner?
I don't have anything to share today. Thank you, Marshall.
Okay, great. Thanks, Lance. And I'll move right along now to Vice Chairman Carmona.
Nothing today, Chairman.
All right. Well, three's a charm. We'll move on now to item number 10. This is a discussion for possible action Consideration and possible approval of resolution 20-587 providing for the transfer of the county's 2020 private activity bond volume cap to the Nevada Rural Housing Authority and other matters related thereto. Mr. Loomis, do you handle this or do you want me to go to Mr. Brewer?
Mr. Chairman, I think Austin's going to handle this.
Is he? Okay. Mr. Osborne?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, handling this. I'm really going to pass it over to Bill Brewer. He's from the Nevada Rural Housing Authority. If he has a presentation he would like to give for us. Welcome, Bill.
Thank you, Mr. Osborne and Mr. Chairman. Thank you for this opportunity to be with the County Commission today. 2006, Nevada Rural Housing Authority launched its home at last down payment assistance program in Story County. As a part of that successful launch, by transferring your bond cap to us at that time. Over the years, we've missed a year or two with those transfers, but Story County has been very supportive of our program. We appreciate that very much. We just helped our 9,000th family with the program the other day, so great track record on that. Since 2006, NRHA has assisted 95 home buyers in Story County with about $18.7 million in mortgage loans, about $562,000 in down payment, direct down payment assistance. And the county's transferred a total of about $1.6 million to us over the years. Today, we're requesting a transfer of your unused private activity bond cap in the amount of $221,191.09. NRHA pools those allocations that we receive from counties and cities to fund our single family programs like our mortgage credit certificate program. That's specifically what the private activity bond cap goes to. The mortgage credit certificate, or MCC, allows a qualified first time home buyer to claim a federal tax credit equal to 20% of the mortgage interest they pay on their home every year for the life of the home. So what that does in effect is that it increases their income. They're able to buy more house or lower their payments as a result of this credit. And it really helps them to qualify for mortgage in many cases that they would not be able to qualify for. Transfer of the bond cap doesn't obligate the county in any way. It's untaxable money. It's the opportunity to issue debt. So as I mentioned, we pool that and do that through our program. Be glad to answer any questions if you have any.
Bill, I have just a couple. I guess my first question would be, do all of these dollars get utilized in an annual year?
We do utilize all of the dollars. Last year, we did not get all of our dollars out the door due to several programmatic issues, but typically all of those dollars do get used this year.
Okay. My second question would be, do you have any numbers on how many Story County residents are able to participate in the program?
I don't have the numbers in front of me specifically for mortgage credit certificate. I can tell you that we have helped 95 home buyers over the term, and we do help a substantial number of home buyers in the county, far more than the amount of the bond cap that gets transferred to us. Nine home buyers last year.
Okay, very good. Thank you, Bill. I'll go to Commissioner Gilman. Do you have any questions for Mr. Brewer?
No questions. Thank you, Mark.
Mr. Carmona, do you have any questions for Mr. Brewer?
No, Chairman. I wanted to ask the same question. How many people you help in Story County? He's already covered that, so okay. Thank you.
Very good. And with that said, Commissioner Carmona, would you like to entertain a motion to approve this resolution?
Yes, Chairman. I.J. Carmona, I move to approve resolution 20-587, providing for the transfer of the county's 2020 private activity bond volume cap to the Nevada Rural Housing Authority.
Okay. I have a motion. Do I have a second?
Second. I'll second the motion.
All right. I have a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously. Thank you for attending our virtual meeting today, Mr. Brewer.
Thank you, Commissioners. We really do appreciate your partnership with us.
You bet. And thank you for all the hard work you do at your end.
Thank you.
You bet. Moving along now to item number 11. This is a public hearing. We'll take no action. The public hearing to consider comments on the proposed amendment to the lease to the Divide Fitness Incorporated, whereby the initial term of the lease will be extended from 2 to 3 years, and there will be an option to extend the lease for an additional 2 years as allowed by NRS 244.2822. Mr. Loomis, are you going to handle this, sir?
I can do that. As an explanation, this is a requirement of statute. We don't have to get an appraisal of the property. We don't have to do a public auction on the property. If we are going to rent out or lease out less than 25,000 square feet of county property, which this is well less than 25,000, it does require that there be a resolution passed saying that the proposed amendment is in the public interest and that there will be a public hearing held to consider comments from the public as to the advisability of amending the lease the way we're proposing. And so I think that now is just time to ask for if there's any public comment on this.
Okay. Very good. Thank you, Mr. Loomis. So with that said, we'll open it up. Is there any public comment regarding this public hearing? Okay. Hearing none, we'll move on to item number 12. Discussion for possible action. Consideration and possible approval of amendment to lease of county property at 800 South C Street with Divide Fitness Incorporated, extending the term of the lease from 2 to 3 years and providing an option to extend the lease for an additional 2 years. So, as we just mentioned, the first part of this was the public hearing. We've completed that. Now we're moving on to this amendment to the lease. With that said, Mr. Loomis, did you want to go ahead and elaborate on this in any depth? Are you still there, Mr. Loomis?
Yes, can you hear me now?
I can now, yes.
All right. So this is basically the action item whereby we would propose to increase the lease from 2 years to 3 years, beginning on the date of the execution of the original lease, and provide for an option to extend it for an additional 2 years. That is the maximum limit allowed by NRS 2833.
Okay, very good. So, I'll go ahead and open it up now. Is there any public comment in reference to this amendment of the lease for Divide Fitness? Okay, hearing no public comment, I'm going to go back to the to staff and ask the county manager if there's anything he'd like to add to this.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. It was clearly made. I do not.
Very good. Thank you, Mr. Osborne. Okay. With that said, I'd go to Commissioner Carmona and ask you to entertain a motion to approve the amendment to this lease.
I, Jay Carmona, move to approve the amended lease with Divide Fitness Inc. by extending the original term of the lease to 3 years and by granting an option to extend the lease another 2 years and authorize the chairman to sign.
Thank you. I have a motion. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
It's been moved and second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously. Thank you. Moving along now to item number 13, discussion for possible action. Consideration and possible approval of the transfer of community development funds in the 2019-2020 Story County budget to accommodate permit refunds approved in resolution number 20-564 in the amount of $71,586. So A lot of you will remember that this is something that's been on our plate for many, many months. And so now we've approved these refunds, and now we simply have to do the transfer of the funds. So I'll open up if there's a public comment regarding this item.
Mr. Chairman, this is Keith Lewis. Not really public comment, but this is really not, it's not an action item. It's more of a notice item to give the board notice that the comptroller is transferring the funds for the purpose of providing the refund.
Right. Okay. Any additional public comment? Okay. So, with that said, I'll go ahead and call for a motion to approve this. Now, I know, Commissioner Carmona, you weren't in favor of this in the beginning, but it's already been approved. This would just be, I'll ask you if you'll go ahead and just make the motion, because it's going to be a transfer to augment these funds.
I, Jay Carmona, motion to approve the transfer of $71,586 in the 2019-2020 Story County budget within the community within community development to accommodate the permit refunds lined out in Resolution 20-564.
Good. I have a motion. Do I have a second?
I'll second that motion.
All right. It's been moved and second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously. Thank you all. Moving on now to item number 14. Before we go on to number 14, I'm just going to ask if anybody needs a break. If we don't, we'll push right through. Okay. Item 14 is discussion for possible action, consideration of possible action of the annual renewal and evaluation of the performance of Austin Osborne, County Manager, for the time period of July the 1st, 2019 through June 30th of 2020. The Board may, without further notice, take administrative action against Austin Osborne, County Manager, if the Board determines that such administrative action is warranted. After considering the character, alleged misconduct, professional competence, or physical or mental health of Mr. Osborne, at the end of the annual performance evaluation, the board may modify existing goals and objectives of the county manager's job, determine whether or not to provide a merit increase, bonus, or other compensation adjustments, take adverse administrative action, up to and including termination, or any other such action deemed warranted by the board. Okay, so, Ms. Green, are you on?
I am ready. Okay. As provided in the county manager job description, the manager will be given a yearly evaluation by the board on the manager's annual anniversary. Mr. Osborne started as county manager July 1st, 2019, so his annual evaluation is due in July 2020. The job description, which is given to the board, provides a job summary and a list of job duties. I provided the evaluation form that was used to evaluate County Manager Pat Whitney in December 2018. The evaluation form provides ratings in the areas of leadership, organizational management, financial management, human resources development, public service, economic development, personal character, emergency management, and the International County Managers Association Code of Ethics. As required by NRS 241, the performance evaluation must take place in open meeting. To meet the requirements of state law, on June 17th, I personally served notice to Mr. Osborne that his action would take place on July 7th. If you have any questions regarding the performance evaluation process, I would be happy to answer them. And if not, I'll turn it back to Chairman McBride and the process of evaluation.
Okay. Thank you, Jeannie. Well, go ahead. Commissioner Gilman, did you receive the evaluation for Austin Osborne?
I have not received the actual form to fill out, but I am prepared to discuss and consider Mr. Austin's review.
Okay, very good. Commissioner Carmona, the same question for you. So,
I did receive the form, and I'm ready to move forward today.
Okay, very good. If you guys would like, would you like me to read the job description and the primary elements? Do you want me to go all the way down the front, or do you want me just to start with the evaluation?
I'm fine with starting with the evaluation, Mark.
Okay.
So am I, Chairman.
All right. Very good. Okay, we'll start with item one is the leadership. And this will be A through M. So I'll read all of those, and then you can make your decision on whether Austin performed in a distinguished manner, excellent, satisfactory, needs improvement, or unsatisfactory. Okay? And so under leadership, we'll start with A. He motivates and encourages teamwork, innovation, and problem solving. Instills confidence and promotes initiative through sport and engagement. Delegates authority appropriately. Effective advocate of community programs. Communicates clearly with the board, staff, and departments. Leads in accordance with policies and board directives. Leads according to strategic goals, objectives, and policies. Positive relationship with the board. Positive relationship with staff, departments, and elected offices. Represent the board's interest in local and regional issues and projects. Positive relationship with residents, businesses, and public. Takes ownership of error. Built interlocal relations with the local, state, and federal. Now, perhaps, I don't know if I should be reading all those at once, or would you guys like to go ahead and have me read each individual item and then analyze it on a one-on-one basis like that?
This is Lance Marshall. For that that you just read, I certainly ask you to check the excellent box. And I'm fine with you going through and reading each if we'd like to visit it in open meeting. But regarding the last report, please mark the excellent box for my chair.
Chairman, I'm fine with you reading it like that.
Okay. Very good. And then you can keep score for yourself there, Jay, if you prefer. Okay.
Do you want to hear the scores publicly, or?
This is a public undressing of Mr. Osborne, so I say yes.
Yeah. I think he did excellent in that category.
And then if either of you want to make notes, you can make any notes or comments on if there's any improvement to be made or any concerns that you have regarding Austin's performance.
Thanks,
moving along to item number two, this is the organizational management. And this is A through K, so. Implements and enforces board directives. Responds timely to, follows organization policies and programs. Responds timely to board requests. Reports are accurate, comprehensive, concise, and persuasive. Effective public information officer. Understands, supports, and enforces policies. I think he wrote a lot of those policies himself. Reviews policies and recommends improvements. Efficient and effective. Detail-oriented and avoids errors. resolves problems, delivers product. So that concludes the items A through K on organizational management. Mr. Gilman, Commissioner Gilman?
Marshall, I don't know how Oscar could have done better in those categories, and I would give him the highest rating there.
Well, the highest rating is distinguished.
Well, distinguished, the man. He deserved it.
Okay. Jay?
Yeah, there was, I would give him an excellent score. There was one item that I hold near and dear to my heart, and I would say originally Austin was not as fluent as far as the getting information out of social media, but through this COVID pandemic, I have seen him step up to the plate and exceed my expectations as far as utilizing social media and other web platforms to get the message across. So I've seen a great improvement there, and I do want to acknowledge the fact that he realizes that's important in 2020, and he has stepped up to the plate. So I'm very thankful to see that. That's all I got.
And I agree with you. I think it's been an extreme learning curve by going through something which we could consider a time of crisis.
Indeed.
All right. Item number three is the financial management. Directs preparation of balanced budget. Provides service at levels consistent with board policies and directives. Keeps the board appraised of major financial issues. Monitors budget expenditures to ensure funds are spent correctly. Evaluates programs and services and makes appropriate adjustments. Meets board policies, guidelines, and directives. Exhibits reasonable and appropriate expenditures. Uses labor and resources efficiently. Exhibits financial competency. Anticipates and plans for future fiscal needs. Utilizes federal and state grant and funding opportunities. I'll start back with Commissioner Gilman once again. Lance?
I have no criticisms whatsoever in that regard.
Okay. So, which box would you like me to check for you? Either excellent, distinguished, satisfactory?
Excellent.
Commissioner Carmona, I'll come to you next.
I'm going to echo what Commissioner Gilman said, and I would give him an excellent score on that.
Okay, very good. Thank you, gentlemen. Continuing along, this is the human resources development. These would be items A through K. Ensures personal policies conform to law. Carries out personnel policies. Professional manages the compensation and benefits plan. Promote training and professional development. Maintain staffing according to organizational needs and budget limits. Retains and recruits competent personnel. Treats all employees fairly and equitably. Promptly addresses disciplinary problems. Takes appropriate corrective action. Monitors and evaluates performance. Evaluates and coaches consistently and fairly. Commissioner Gilman?
You know, first, Marshall, I'm going to say that I cannot believe a year's gone by since Austin took that chair. But in my opinion, in regard to this particular item, I think he's done an excellent job of organizing his departments and reorganizing his staff, and he's used professional calculation as to where we should go and what his strengths are, what his weaknesses are. I've been very proud of his move on HR, and he has some challenges there now as that particular department is morphing a bit. But he's been responsive and very conscientious, if you will, of the needs there in organizing his staff and that program. So again, I'm going to give him an excellent score in those regards.
Very good. Thank you, Lance. Commissioner Carmona?
Thank you, Chairman. From what I've been able to witness, I would give him an excellent score for all these categories. Again, all things taken into consideration, we were dealt sort of a bum hand in March. I've only seen steps in the right direction to keep us on track. So happy with him so far.
Very good. All right. Thank you, Jay. Okay. Our next category is public service. This is item 5. And these will be, we're going to go A through H on this, starting off with positive impression by citizens, visible, approachable, accessible, and responsive, displays diplomacy when responding to others, displays positive public image of the county, outgoing to meet with citizens and communities, communicates with the citizens, citizen and customer oriented, responds timely to citizen complaints. Commissioner Gilman.
Over the last year, it seems like for all of us, and that would include Austin, is that there's criticism out there, warranted or not, and accolades out there, warranted or not. But my experience in watching Austin is you'll regularly find him out on the boardwalk, walking the boardwalk, talking to C Street merchants, and interacting with the public that are coming in. And I think he has his finger on the pulse, if you will, of C Street. He's extremely available. I worry that he works 7-day weeks and doesn't take enough time off quietly, and that's a concern of mine. But I've watched him go into every single neighborhood in the last year. He holds open public meetings. I've watched him address questions. I've watched him receive and react in a very professional and controlled manner, with a lot of public discussion, whether it be in the Highlands or in Lockwood or in Mark Twain. I don't know that I've ever seen a county manager who has invested more of his personal time and effort and is very willing to make himself available and visible. And I believe he conducts himself with extreme professionalism. So I, again, would give him excellent marks in these categories.
Thank you, Lance. Commissioner Carmona?
Thank you, Chairman. I am actually going to give him a distinguished score on this one. I had the opportunity to work with a previous county manager, and the changes I've seen Austin bring to the office are nothing less than fantastic. The town halls that Lance talked about, I think, is an excellent way to get out there. Typically for a job that most of it, I guess, is done behind the scenes as far as the constituents go in the county, he has made himself extremely visible and very proactive trying to bridge the gap, but shooting towards transparency. All of us want that, and Austin being tip of the spear, really has done a remarkable job as far as communicating with the residents, and putting himself out there. So very, very pleased with his public service.
Very good. Thank you, Jay. All right, we're going to move along now to item number 6, under economic development, items A through G. So with this, builds private-public partnerships, fosters interjurisdictional cooperation, responds quickly to stakeholders' needs, adapts to changing economic environment, knows the county's assets, strengths, weaknesses, and opportunities. Builds positive image of the county based on facts. Demonstrates consistency and integrity. Commissioner Gilman.
There's so many thoughts that I would love to share in that regard. I know that Austin has invested more than 15 years in the county, and he's sat in a number of chairs, worked in a number of departments. He's been instrumental in creating a lot of the protocols that we follow within our county. I certainly know that he understands the strengths and the weaknesses. He's been heavily involved in the legislature. He's been heavily involved with NACO. I believe, again, that he has his finger on the pulse of what's going on within Story County. And so, once again, I can't find fault with the young man. Again, I believe, personally, that he works too many hours and weekends and evenings. And I don't know that there's anyone that has sat in that chair that has more expertise and understanding of where this county needs to go. And we've all watched him and everybody else on the team during this COVID crisis. And with he and with Joe Curtis and with the team that has been observing what's going on, they've been reactive, they've been compassionate. Once again, I can tell you that I'm very proud to be associated with Austin Osborne. And I believe he's a real credit to Story County. So I'll give him an excellent mark in this category as well.
Great. Thank you, Lance. Commissioner Carmona.
Thank you, Chairman. I'd like to give Austin a score of excellent in this category. Basically echoing what Lance has said, I think he does a fantastic job in the economic development department. So, thank you.
Very good. Thank you, Jay. All right, we'll move along now to item number 7. This is personal character. Items A through G. Shows originality in approaching problems. Takes rational, impersonal, and unbiased approach based on facts and qualified opinions. Energetic and willing to spend time to do exceptional work. Reaches quality decisions in timely fashion. Honest and forthcoming and professional capabilities. That was capacities, by the way, excuse me. Reputation in the community for honesty and integrity. Accepts constructive criticism and takes ownership for mistakes. Commissioner Gilman.
Such an interesting category. Since time began, there has been the search in life for doing business with the honest man. And it's been my observation in regarding Austin Osborne that I have absolute confidence in his ethics, in his honesty, in his desire to do an incredible job for Story County. And so I can't thank him more for the direction he's taking us and where he's going. I've watched him. I've listened to him admit mistakes. We all make them. We take direction, and then we have to stand back. And I know that he'll take responsibility for things that may or may not have happened within his departments. But he carries that load. He carries it ethically and honestly. And I don't know that we could have found a man with a higher standard and honesty than in Austin. And I thank him greatly for that, and I give him distinguished marks.
All right. You want to put it as distinguished. Very good, Lance. Okay. Okay. Commissioner Carmona?
I'm going to have to give him a score of distinguished on this one. You know, when they talk about somebody that's by the book, I've only known a few people that really fit that definition, and that is awesome. And the fact that he is by the book gives me great comfort and trusting everything that comes out of his mouth, which, as you know, being a commissioner, that is extremely important. I will say that I've had a lot of conversations with Austin, and his ability to, look at a different approach to a problem is admirable. It's a lot easier to just go with what's been done in the past, but Austin is very open, to looking at a problem in a bunch of different ways and trying to find the best solution to that problem. I will say I've been bugging him for quite some time, and I'm going to bug him again today. Take a look at getting some AirPods, my friend. I think it's going to help you in your phone conversations. But, I think we definitely have the right man for the job. And I feel very confident that, he has all of our best interests at heart. The commissioner, staff, the constituents. Kudos, Austin.
Thank you, Jay. All right, next up is item number 8, and this is emergency management. And this is, these are items A through D. So, leads and manages effectively during a crisis. Interjurisdictional cooperation. Supports emergency management planning, maintains conformance with emergency management requirements. So these are all the things that we've been dealing with since March, I think, here. And I'll go to Commissioner Gilman first.
Well, I would say that certainly we haven't been without challenges over the last 15 or so years in our county. And I know that Austin has been involved and has burned witness to many of these things going on, but I can't imagine more of a trial by fire for our county leadership and Austin's chair than what we've just gone through and what we're going through in this COVID pandemic. And I think everyone's actions have been on display. To the best of our ability with Zoom, social media, and with he and Joe and the team that they have formed, and I wish I could name every single individual, they have been responsive with character and care, and they've done a yeoman's job, if you will, of directing this county and leading this county through the crisis of COVID. And I believe there's a lot more left to come. We aren't finished there, but these folks have grown to the challenge, become better every day, and I've watched Austin be a supreme leader in this regard. So from the standpoint of handling emergencies, I don't know how we'd do better. I give him excellent marks in this category.
Very good. Thank you, Lance. Okay. Commissioner Carmona.
Sure. I'd like to give Austin a score of excellent in this category. I think I can sum it up by saying this is one hell of a first year for a county manager. So we've survived fairly unscathed thanks to staff, the county manager, our emergency management team. I think he's a great leader. And I know he's working hard on delegating, which is equally as important. But regards to emergency management, I think that pretty much sums it up. So, thank you.
All right, very good. Thank you, Jay. All right. So we move on to item number 9. This is the ICMA Code of Ethics. The county manager has exhibited excellent conformance with the Code of Ethics of the International County Managers Association. And so, the Code of Ethics, our tenant 1, be dedicated to the concepts of effective and democratic local government by responsibly elected officials, and believe that professional general management is essential to the achievement of this objective. So, I guess I'll go to Commissioner Gilman and ask you if you agree with that tenet.
I absolutely agree, and I think all has been said.
Okay.
The past conversation.
Very good. And there'll be 12 of these tenets. So I'll just go down the list with each one. Commissioner Carmona.
I do agree.
Yes. Okay. Tenet 2, affirm the dignity and worth of the services rendered by the government and maintain a constructive, creative, and practical attitude towards local government affairs and a deep sense of social responsibility as a trusted public servant. Commissioner Gilman?
Agree.
Commissioner Carmona?
Agree, he does inform.
Thank you. Moving on to tenet number 3, demonstrate by word and action the highest standards of ethical conduct and integrity in all public, professional, and personal relationships in order that the member may merit the trust and respect of the elected and appointed officials, employees, and the public. Commissioner Gilman.
100%, thank you.
Thank you. Commissioner Carmona.
Yes, he's informed.
Thank you. Moving on to tenet number 4, recognize that the chief function of the local government at all times is to serve the best interest of all people. Commissioner Gilman.
Agreed.
Commissioner Carmona.
Yes, he's been informed.
Thank you. Moving on to tenet 5. Submit policy proposals to elected officials, provide them with facts and advice on matters of policy and basis for making decisions and setting community goals, and uphold and implement local government policies adopted by elected officials. Commissioner Gilman.
Agree.
Commissioner Carmona.
Yes, he's been informed.
Thank you. Moving on to 10 and 6. Recognize that elected representatives of the people are entitled to the credit for the establishment of local government policies. Responsibility for policy execution rests with the members. Commissioner Gilman.
Agree.
Commissioner Carmona.
Yes, he's informed.
Tenet 7. Refrain from all political activities which undermine public confidence and professional administrators. Refrain from participation in the election of members of the employing legislative body. Commissioner Gilman.
Agree.
Commissioner Carmona.
Yes, he is informed.
Thank you. Tenet 8. Make it a duty continually to improve the member's professional ability and to develop the competence of associates in the use of management techniques. Commissioner Gilman.
Yes.
Thank you. Commissioner Carmona.
Yes, informed.
Thank you. Tenet 9. Keep the community informed on local government affairs encourage communication between the citizens and all the local government officers, emphasize friendly and courteous service to the public, and seek to improve the quality and image of public service. Commissioner Gilman?
Agree.
Commissioner Carmona?
Yes, important.
Thank you. Tenet 10. Resist any encroachment on professional responsibilities, believing the member should be free to carry out official policies without interference and handle each problem without discrimination on behalf of principle and justice. Commissioner Gilman?
Agreed.
Commissioner Carmona?
Yes, yes, and one.
Thank you. Tenet 11. Handle all matters on personnel on the basis of merit so that the fairness and impartiality governing members' decisions pertaining to appointments, pay adjustments, promotions, and discipline. Commissioner Gilman?
Agree.
Commissioner Carmona?
Yes, he's confirmed.
Thank you. Tenet 12. Public office is a public trust. A member shall not leverage his or her position for personal gain or benefit. Commissioner Gilman?
Agree.
Commissioner Carmona?
Yes, he's confirmed.
Okay. I believe that concludes all of the questions that I have. As a summary, on this evaluation, what I really appreciate this evaluation is to review when everything that I've read and every question that I've asked, it just reinforces what is required of a county manager and what we as a board look from that county manager. It's a very intense job. It's labor intensive. We all know that Austin is in communication with his board on a extremely, I don't know the correct word for it. I mean, on a continued basis, we are, sometimes I'm in contact with Austin on a daily basis, sometimes multiple times in one day. We generally try to meet on a weekly basis for a sit down, but I know that he's in correspondence with my fellow commissioners on a regular basis as well, either text messaging, emailing, or on the telephone. When you go over this evaluation on what's required and what Austin's dedication has been to his job is put out by his performance. There's very few things in this evaluation that you can place, I don't want to say fault with, but if you want to say somewhere between excellent and satisfactory, there's only a few. When it comes to making mistakes, if there is a mistake made, Austin owns it. He stands up and he'll tell you that it was on him, and then he'll remedy it. I don't have any problems with Austin's performance in these last 12 months. There are a few times I wish that our communication was a little bit better, but you know, when you're having arrows fired at you at 359 degrees every once in a while, maybe you drop the ball a little bit. But anytime I've ever asked for information from Austin, I get it from him. He's very prompt. Sometimes it might take a day to get back to me because he has a lot of duties to do in that office of his downstairs, so he takes very little time off. I agree with Commissioner Gilman. Austin does work too many hours, and of course, that's probably expected when his first year at leadership of the county. So going forward, I hope that he could get a little bit more personal time in that, and he's got a great staff that works with him, and of course, I've always bragged about Story County and our elected officials, department heads, and staffers. Anyway, we've got the best. So, in any event, I'm not gonna give him a distinguished recommendation, but it will be excellent. And with that, we have it in here for a motion, and I'll go back to Ms. Green and say, I'm not sure what type of motion would be appropriate for this board to make other than discontinued employment. So, Ms. Green?
Yes, I believe that in the letter to Austin, as well as the agenda item, the board can choose to grant a merit increase to Austin. He is currently a step four, and if he were granted the merit, he would go to a step five. The agenda item also allows you to grant a bonus or other compensation-related adjustment. You can also change the goals and objectives of the position if you choose to do that.
Okay, very good. So I'll look to my fellow commissioners to see if there's any goals or objectives that they would like to change or include going forward.
Chairman, this is Commissioner Carmona. I don't see any goals or objectives that you know we need to add or take away at this point.
Okay. How about Commissioner Gilman? Did you and of course Commissioner Carmona, you could weigh on and you know you can elaborate on anything you'd like to at this point too. With Austin's performance. I know you're pretty good about on each item going ahead and stating what your thoughts were.
Yeah, I think I've pretty much covered my thoughts regarding Austin. At this time, I don't feel like I left anything out. I don't know if you want to discuss pay and compensation at a different time.
Let me go to... Let me go to Commissioner Gilman first. I want to go back to Jeannie and ask her a question before we go there. Okay, Jay. So Lance, you did a good job of pretty much covering the bases as we went through. I saved mine for the end, which I sometimes do. Is there anything else you'd like to elaborate on this evaluation?
You know, I don't have. I think it's been an incredible first year, but then I reflect back. This was not Austin's first year. I don't know exactly how many years he's invested, but this is not his first rodeo by any manner of means. And I think that we've come through some very unusual transitions here. We've come from a county that was incredibly successful financially. And so we had all of those issues to deal with, the fiscal responsibility that comes along with financial success and holding the costs down and saving the revenues and putting our county in a position of financial strength. I believe we've come through an incredible transition and then into this horrible COVID situation, which has so many stops and starts and unknowns. And so he's had to take and direct our county with leadership into such an unknown, if you will, whether it be C Street or everything going on in the north part of the county in our businesses or the adjustments that he has had to make and have been made and are being made. And, of course, there's still so much unknown out there. And we're just now entering the phases where our state government is probably and very probable will make some serious decisions that will have financial impacts on counties, and I know that Austin, by the day, is watching these transitions, and as we all are, we're going to have to get, I think, into a position to defend ourselves, to administer and react, be proactive, especially at the state level. So all of those things, in my opinion, are at his desk, and I believe he's done a yeoman's job of getting us prepared for that. I'm going to comment at this point. I don't know that this is exactly the right time. I know there are steps and compensation available, and I hope that that Austin would understand that I give him as high marks for leadership and direction as I could anyone in a position. I am tender at this point and concerned about increasing compensation only because at a time with COVID and financially what we're looking at doing, I prefer to revisit that once we know where we're going financially. I'd like to get the state's meetings back behind us, but I'm certainly in favor of steps where Austin's concerned in compensation. I would defer that a tiny bit until we know a bit more. I'm just not sure that the optics are proper to be giving advances at this time. So that's just food for thought for this board right now from my position.
Very good. Great. Thanks, Lance. The county manager is the only position that this board evaluates. Elected officials and department heads evaluate their own staff. So this is the only evaluation that we do. I'm going to ask Ms. Green a question when it does come to the salary schedule. Is that since the county manager works at the pleasure of this board, is he entitled to a step increase just as any other employee in the county would be entitled to a step increase based on years of service?
According to the policies of the county, he would be. And that's when an employee has been in their position for 1 year. If they have satisfactory performance, then they move up one step. And in this case, it would be moving from a step 4 to a step 5, which is approximately $4,500 a year.
Okay. Thank you for that. So, Commissioner Gilman, I want to come back to you right now with this. This would be the normal increase step increase that any other employee of the county would receive. It's not a bonus, and we wouldn't be asking to go from a step 4 to any. If it was amenable to go to step 5, we wouldn't be asking to go to anything higher than that, which would I think would come into your concern about where we are fiscally or financially in the county. So with what Ms. Green said, if we deem, this evaluation deems that Mr. Osborne has satisfactory provide the service in the last year, that he would automatically go up one step.
Well, if you're asking me, Marshall, I think the step is more than warranted, and so if it's a part of the environment there in the county and it follows the protocols that we follow with others, then I would certainly be in favor of the step. My only point was the timing, but sometimes we don't get to choose our timing, do we? So if it's the view of the board, then I would certainly follow that majority.
Yeah, because I agree with you. I mean, timing is everything, and the thing is, if we simply give him a set, I mean, our evaluation isn't satisfactory. Our evaluation is excellent, you know, and a couple of distinguished marks in there too. So with that said, as we conclude this evaluation with the decision that we've given him, which is satisfactory and more than satisfactory, I don't like the word entitled either, but he would be entitled to a step increase. So I don't know. Mr. Commissioner Carmona, do you want to weigh in on this?
I do. Thank you, Charlie. I see where Lance is coming from, but as Jeannie stated, we're not putting step increases on hold across the board. you know, I understand that we are in uncertain times, but I also do feel it's important, like I do for any other employee that is deserving of a step increase. I wholeheartedly support that at this time. You know, if we were talking about a bonus or something, that is something that I would definitely put on hold for now. There is a special session coming in a few days, and I would like to see, you know, how that turns out. But as far as the step increase, I think that, it is deserved at this time. It's not a large chunk of change. I know we need to be cautious about moving forward, but I'm fully comfortable with the step increase, and I think that covers it.
Okay, so I think we've covered a lot of this. Why don't we open it up and we'll take public comment on this item.
Hi, this is Marcia. Can you hear me? This is Nicole.
Yes, I can hear you. You might want to speak up just a little bit.
Nicole Bard, Story County resident. I don't know what to say. After 30 years of writing and delivering performance appraisals, I find that there's almost complete lack of areas for improvement, and I have not heard anything or any discussion to help Austin do what is normally considered continuous improvement. Him doing well this year and doing the same thing next year with no improvement is actually a step backwards. I didn't hear anybody giving Austin goals or things that he needs to accomplish for next year, so I drafted up just a couple off the top of my head. I agree with Commissioner Carmona. He made the comment that he had had conversations with Austin about his communication and increasing communication on social media. Totally agree. That is that improvement that Austin needs to continue to do. And in addition to continue doing the visibility that he does with each of the communities, I would suggest that in these times that happens quarterly, in person, in this case via Zoom, in each community, quarterly. So communication would be one thing. The second thing that I would ask of Austin to do as an improvement going forward is he has an opportunity, especially since there's an agenda item in this meeting regarding basically the use of technology to improve and enhance the performance of at least one of our departments of community development. I think that this disaster that we've all gone through has given us an opportunity to look at the ways that technology can help us. And to the extent that technology is there, not only to help us, but to help us streamline and save money, I would put on Austin a request that he look at all use of technology around the county, for the county, to streamline its operations and save money and reduce overhead. You can save headcount and overhead by the use of technology. I think you're figuring that out. Another thing that I would ask Austin to do, he's beginning to delegate, but to also continue to look at how to streamline the organization. Perhaps looking at how to combine functions, put planning in with community development. Maybe that provides some synergies in those two organizations that would both provide better services and possibly a reduction in overhead. The third thing I would ask of Austin is to continue working on contracts. The Tesla service agreement, I have heard nothing about that in a while. I don't know where we are. Is that a monthly thing? Have they signed it for the year? Where are we with that? I would put a request that whatever contracts that the county enter into be in the favor of the county, current contracts and future contracts. The Tesla service agreement is just one.
Okay, Nicole, your time has expired. Do you want to wrap it up?
Sure. As each of you keep saying, we're in uncertain times, and so I would expect that Austin be presenting the county and the commission with contingency plans, which may include pay freezes. So we already have hiring freeze. It may include pay freeze. We don't know what's happening coming up in terms of revenues into the county, and that's it. So I would suggest the county commissioners, as his manager, to give them concrete goals going forward. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. All right, additional public comment.
Chairman, Norman.
Go ahead, Chair.
Just from my perspective, anytime there's someone new put into a position such as this, you have to take a wait-and-see approach to it. And I tell you from my perspective, I've been pleasantly surprised with Austin's abilities, his willingness to listen, provide constructive input, and work towards satisfactory resolutions. Even in our contract negotiations this year, Austin was a rock star at bridging any walls that came up. We don't always agree, but I think he's done a very excellent job of working with my office and my staff in the professional pursuits of the sheriff's office and the county's goals, and coordinating the respective efforts that to the betterment of the county and to the benefit of the citizens of the county. So it's been a pleasure working with Austin, and look forward to more years of that.
Very good. Thank you, Sheriff. Additional public comment.
Yes, Chairman, this is Eric Shum of Community Chess for the record. Just a couple of things. One, agree with all the comments. I think Austin has done an amazing job following up on the foundational work of his successor. It's been a fairly seamless transition, which, as Sheriff Antonoro just pointed out, doesn't always happen. And the reason it seemed so seamless is because of Austin's dedication and his talents. He, I don't know if you find anybody else in this position who lives and breathes Story County as much as he does. He is a champion for this county. And he's also a champion for the nonprofits in the county. He has personally put himself out there, even though I know he's got dozens of other obligations, but he has served on different boards to help promote things that are important for us to have the opportunity to receive continued funding. It's with his championing of Story County and its needs that has helped to occur. So I appreciate Austin hanging in there doing that. It'd be easy enough to say no. He never does it. And to Nicole's point about having goals, I'm sure Austin has goals that he would like to work on for improving his performance this year over next year. And maybe at some point, Austin, if you feel it's appropriate to share what your top three or top five goals are for the next upcoming year, that would be helpful to hear, just because I think it would enable us to be in sync with you and to help support the accomplishment of those goals. But I couldn't be more pleased. And nice work, Austin.
Thank you, Eric. Okay, additional public comment.
Commissioner McBride, Sam Toll from Gold Hill. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, we can hear you fine.
Good. Hey, listen, I'd like to echo much of what was said about Austin. I think that his public outreach, his engagement with the community, both merchants, folks in Lockwood, folks in Mark Twain, has been exceptional and exemplary. I would like to take a moment to give you my perspective on an issue that's near and dear to me. I, after Austin took the position, asked for a meeting with him, a 15-minute brief meeting. He was unable to meet with me 9 months ago, 6 months ago, 3 months ago, and assuming that he's still unwilling to meet with me today. As you know, I have nearly two dozen public records requests that are open with the county. Several of them, I think seven, are over a year old. And I'm very reluctant to take the county to court, but it appears as if the books which NRS provides are open to the county, and Austin, as acting public information officer, is restricting, or perhaps not for everyone, but just in my case, free and legal access to our county records. I think that needs to change quickly, and if it doesn't, unfortunately, I'll be entering into lawsuits to provide what is legally, what we're legally entitled to. So with that said, Austin, congratulations on a year under your belt, and looking forward to working with you in the future. Thank you.
Thank you. Continuing with public comment. So I'm going to go to you, Commissioner Carmona.
Sorry, Chairman?
I'm going to go to you and ask you, excuse me, since we don't have a prepared motion, maybe something along the lines that, Austin's performance, his evaluation performance is accepted in a satisfactory manner, and we can go from there.
Marshall Lance here, and Jay, if you'd allow me just a moment.
Sure.
I'd like to respond just as a commissioner comment on some of the things that have been shared here publicly. I know, and I assume everyone would agree that not everyone has access to Austin as the commissioners do. And Marshall, I'm going to follow up on your comments. I work with Austin every day. I work with Austin via telephone, via fax. We are constantly in contact. And I would suggest, and the only thing that I would like to do is to share with everyone and make them comfortable that the goals that have been suggested by others here today are well underway. Those goals are touched on daily, weekly, monthly. And as our county evolves, and as Austin evolves, I can tell you that his planning across the board, and as I listen to all of the questions or suggestions, they are all being undertaken today at Austin's desk. He is implementing the social media. He is implementing county meetings. I know just within the last 48 hours that he is planning multiple county meetings in all of the neighborhoods. So I just want to share with everyone listening out there that whereby we may not have discussed specific goals, we are talking the goals of the county daily. And I'm confident that as this next year unfolds, that everyone in the public are going to be delighted with the effort and the focus, the financial sharing, the burden sharing, the growth that's coming in the county. And I'm going to say except for the impact of COVID, because the COVID impacts have shut down meetings and public opportunity and discourse. You know, we've been relegated to these Zoom meetings, which are fine. But I'm going to confirm that Austin is looking basically at every challenge and request that has been suggested here today that he do so. So I thank you for the opportunity to share that, Marshall.
Great. Yeah, thank you for that. Thank you for the follow-up on that, Lance. It's very, very insightful. Thank you. Okay. Commissioner Carmona, do you prefer to make a motion for us?
I do. Bear with me on this one. I, Jay Carmona, move to approve Austin's step increase in pay based upon his satisfactory
slash excellent results in his employment review. Does that work?
That sounds good to me.
I think, Marshall, I might add to that that just for sake of clarity, we're stepping from a step four, which Austin shares today, and we're taking him to a step five. I believe that's the case.
That's correct. It is, Lance. Okay. So I have a motion. And I get a second on that?
I've got the second. Thank you.
Okay. I have a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously. Congratulations, Austin.
Yep, now get back to work.
All right, let's move along to item 15. This is discussion for possible action. Consideration of possible approval, resolution number 20-583, setting the tax rate levy for 2020-2021.
Vanessa Stevens for the record. I'm going to take this one. This is the annual approval of our tax rate. This is the rate that was used to develop our 2021 final budget. So this is just the last step so that we can get the tax bills printed and sent out to all the owners. The rate, total rate for the year is 3.4607, which hasn't changed from the prior year. It's been the same for the last several years.
Yeah, it's been about the same for about the last 10 years, I think.
That's
yeah.
It.
Very good. Thank you, Vanessa. All right. Is there any public comment regarding the tax levy rate? Hearing none. Commissioner Carmona, can I get a motion to approve?
Yes, Chairman. I, Jay Carmona, move to approve resolution number 20-583, setting the tax rate levy for 2021 fiscal year.
I have a motion. Do I have a second?
You have a second, Marshall. And with a comment, and I believe that it's important to share, how long has it been since we've raised property taxes?
I can look that up for you.
It's been years, I believe.
It's been years. Tell you what we'll do. When we get onto another item, I'll pull it up, Lance, and let you know what it is.
Yeah, I think that'd be wonderful. Everybody needs to know that's one of the things that we cap and kept a close eye on is not overcharging on those taxes. And so I second that motion.
Okay. We have a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously. Moving along to item number 16, discussion for possible action. Consideration of possible approval of the Tyler Encode modules to existing contract in the amount of $80,896 to add modules permitting, licensing, parks and recreation, and mobilize as part of the remote workforce development due to COVID-19. Austin, are you going to handle it? Who's going to handle this one?
Jen.
Ms. Chapman.
Hi there. These statements are kind of a technological response to COVID-19 and availability of CARES Fund Act. Essentially, what it has seemed as a short-term emergency is looking like it's turning into a long-term one. People around the world have been impacted in more ways than one. Those impacted within the workforce are finding that work isn't going back to normal anytime soon. Story County, while we are low in cases, has been impacted by this pandemic, just like many other places that may or may not have higher numbers of cases. For the safety and well-being of our neighbors, friends, and co-workers, we're supporting and abiding by directives set by the governor and the laws and guidelines established by the federal government. Operating under those guidelines hasn't been without a challenge here. In many ways, we found that we're a rather centralized organization. This has been a great thing for many, many years, but it certainly has provided us with some challenges as we face the ongoing pandemic. From my own personal standpoint, I appreciate being able to stop into the courthouse and stopping in all the different departments here and getting my business done in one place. But depending on how technologically advanced those offices are, this pandemic has changed things. Those with software with mobile capabilities or more technological infrastructure are better able to adapt to this and provide more resources under this circumstance. What you see in the packet are quotes and kind of broad overviews of software. And it's kind of my request as a response to some of this technological disparity and need. And I'm requesting these, the allocated CARES Act funds to support this. These software requests are for additional modules to our already existing Tyler financial system. The software request spans two departments, Community Development and Public Works. Public Works module would allow us to meet state and federal COVID-19 guidelines for reducing capacity, responding quicker to pandemic requirements or needs within the workplace for the pools and parks sections. We would be able to set up swim sessions, park reservations, facility-related notifications, and more. Again, all being integrated within the county system. The community development portion is a bit more comprehensive. They're a department with little modern technological infrastructure. Due to this, teleworking, or even the option of it, has been difficult. Facing the uncertain time frame of COVID-19 related restrictions, and continuing demand for services in high-risk areas such as TRI or other developing areas in the county, we find that implementing mobile solutions that integrate into our already existing system would allow us to improve the telework options for community development, enabling better compliance with the COVID-19 public health precautions. We have to figure out how we can adapt to this pandemic and its lasting conditions, how to respond to these emergencies while still serving the public. I believe that this request will provide tangible benefits to the public, the employees, and employer alike by reducing governmental delays or downtime, increasing our ability to telecommute, and allowing us to operate and better serve the public under various state and federal requirements. This software will allow us to expand our ability to operate in a digital environment. It will allow for online permitting and licensing, mobile inspections, electronic document management, plan review, and more. If you kind of go through the information I provided, you'll see a little bit more information on what the software does. And again, it integrates directly with what we already have. And of course, if you have any questions, either now or later, I'd be very happy to answer them. And again, what I propose meets all the requirements of expenditures of the CARES Act funds.
Very good. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions for Jen?
No, I don't have more. So, you know, I think this really addresses the fact that that all of the electronic and social media and all of the software that is developing, I think it's incumbent on the county to stay very current and to grow with that. So it's part of our county goal, and I think it fits that very well, in my opinion.
Okay. Thank you. Commissioner Carmona, do you have any questions for Jen?
No questions at this time, Chairman.
Okay. Jen, by adding these Tyler modules to the system, are we going to be is this going to be replacing any of the DevNet system with this?
Yes and no. Much of what DevNet would be able to provide wouldn't be able to be provided within the timelines of probably the pandemic. It could be. There are portions that could be. And what is provided within these quotes far exceeds what we would be getting, especially as it pertains to a lot of those mobile inspections, a lot of those fire-related job duties. So this is a far broader application of those.
Okay, because I guess the follow-up on that, some of my question on that would be, is would there be, if we were going to eliminate any of the DevNet, would there be any cost savings on that side of the system, since we were incurring additional costs on this side of the system?
Correct. I do not see any there. The way that contract was written, it's already...
Why don't you go ahead, why don't you hold on for about 20 seconds? Let the new whistle go through its routine. Go ahead and continue, Jen.
Thank you. The biggest reason, I don't know that we'll see some cost savings here. What I'm requesting, these are not budgeted, which is one of the other aspects of the CARES Fund utilization. What DevNet would provide would be some capabilities for the community development. I am asking to do more due to the requirement of trying to build a more mobile workforce. What the timer does do is just really allows for a lot of the online mobile aspects, trying to get away from that more centralized government. It's great to have a centralized government, but when we're facing the requirements of that we're facing at the pandemic, it makes it much harder to continue to provide top-notch services to the people we serve.
Okay, great. Thanks for that. Well, we open up and see if there's any public comment out there regarding this.
Commissioner, this is Janice, I'm the Story County Assessor. I have to, in the beginning, when this all started, we've gone through... This is our third community development director since this all started. And in the beginning, I was pretty kind of upset because this new system will pretty much sever the link between the ComDev department and the assessor's office. But after really taking a really much closer look and talking with Martin, I have to agree with Jen that this is probably one of the best moves that we've made. Even though we'll still have to do a lot of hand stuff at first, hopefully there might be a link that will help us out in the future. But with some of the issues that we've had with the assessor's offices, and I don't want to really say issues because they're all issues we kind of expected, but it's just taking a little bit longer to work through, it has really put the community development design system out a little too far. To be honest with you, and our community development is going in a totally different direction now than what it did when we started, and unfortunately I just don't see DevNet being able to provide the types of services, especially now needing all the mobile services with the pandemic. I have to, I'm not going to say that I'm not sad, but I have to agree with this move.
Okay. Thank you for that, Janet. Okay, additional public comment. Okay. Commissioner Carmona, do you entertain a motion to approve this item?
Yes, Chairman. I, J. Carmona, move to approve the modification of the existing Tyler Inc. Code contract to add modules permitting licensing, parks and rec, and mobile eyes as part of the remote workforce development due to COVID-19.
Okay. I have a motion. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously. Very good. Moving on now to item number 17. Discussion for possible action. Consideration and possible approval of the grant of an easement to TRI GID for the construction of the affluent pipeline from the TMWRF to TRI Center along a portion of Canyon Way near Lockwood. Mr. Loomis, are you going to handle this?
Yes, this is the effluent pipeline, and there was an eminent domain action brought against the landowner in a way, and that eminent domain action was settled. And as a result of the settlement, the TRI-GID needs to obtain an easement in a different location. And the requested easement is goes along a portion of Canyon Way, just south of Lockwood. The that easement would be signed by the county, as we received an easement from Story County Properties LLC sometime back. But that the easement we got from Story County Properties had a reverter clause in it that said that the county did not maintain the roadway, that Story County Properties could regain the roadway for its own use. This particular easement that we're addressing here in paragraph 14 has a provision that Story County property releases any right to seek to regain the roadway. They're done. It's granted the county a full and complete. The county is in turn, along with Story County Properties, granting the easement for the effluent pipeline to be installed along that that roadway.
Okay. Is there any public comment regarding this item? Commissioner Carmona, are you prepared to motion to approve?
Yes, Chairman. I, Jay Carmona, move to grant an easement for the construction, maintenance, and repair of the effluent pipeline.
All right. Do I have a motion? Do I have a second?
Could I ask Commissioner Carmona to add to that and authorize the chairman to sign? I apologize. I left that off.
Okay.
No problem, Keith. I, Jay Carmona, move to grant an easement for the construction, maintenance, and repair of the effluent pipeline and allow the chairman to sign.
Thank you. Do I have a motion? Do I have a second?
Marshall, I'd like to have the approval to have a side conversation with Mr. Loomis.
Go right ahead.
Keith, I'm considering an abundance of caution to recuse from discussing or voting on this particular issue.
Commissioner Gilman, I think that's appropriate.
Very good. Thank you, sir.
All right.
With an abundance of caution, I'm going to take a position that I will recuse from voting and or discussing this particular item.
Okay. Very good. I have a motion, and I'll second that motion. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. All right. We've continued item 18 to the 7/21 date here in this room, and we'll move on to item number 19, which is to recess the Story County Board of Commissioners and convene as the 474 Fire Protection District Board. Bringing us to item number 20, discussion for possible action, consideration and possible approval of resolution number 20-586, a resolution setting grade and salary range of employees fixed by ordinance or resolution per NRS 474.470 for appointed Story, for appointed Story Fire Protection District officials. Who's handling this, Ms. Chapman?
That's me, Dan.
Okay.
Thank you, Commissioner. This is one of those annual requests, and what this is just doing, you'll see a few changes there. And we're just adding the intermittent part-time positions there and addressing the battalion chief grades. And we've attached the salary schedule to correspond to all of those different positions.
Okay. Very good. Thank you. All right. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions for Jen?
No questions.
Very good. Commissioner Carmona?
None at this time, Chairman.
Very good. Is there any public comment regarding this item? Hearing none. Commissioner Carmona, I have a motion to approve.
Yeah, I, Jay Carmona, move to approve resolution number 20-586, a resolution setting grade and salary range of employees fixed by ordinance or resolution for NRS 474.470 for appointed Story Fire District officials.
Good. I have a motion. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
It's been moved and second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously, which brings us to item 21. We're going to recess as the 474 Fire Protection District Board and reconvene as the Story County Board of County Commissioners. Bringing us along to item 22, discussion only, no possible action. Discussion of right-of-way modifications and process for potential modifications, including but not limited to Italy Drive and East Sydney Drive within the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center.
Mr. Chairman, if I may, this is Lance Yeoman. Excuse me, Kathy. I hold pecuniary interest in property that is partially a subject of this item, so I'm going to recuse from discussion and or voting on this item. Thank you.
Very good. Thank you. All right, Ms. Canfield.
Thank you. This item, we just want, staff has been working on a couple of roadways within the Tri-Center that have been identified as not really functioning up to the level that the county would like. And we've like, two of them in particular are included in your paperwork today, one being Italy Drive and one being East Sydney Drive. This item today is just to let you know what's going to be coming up before you in the future when we get all of our ducks in a row and just kind of let you know the process that we're going to be following for this. So for Italy Drive, what was happening was there's a paper cul-de-sac that was never constructed. It was built in the wrong way. I think the development pattern developed differently than what the road pattern was thought to be. So we've been working with the master developer to extend that cul-de-sac down east further. And we've been talking about how do we go about doing this and the process that we would have to follow. And so one of the things for TRI, how the roadway system has worked, is those parcels, when they're developed as a roadway, have been built into their own separate parcel. The developer would build those roads, and the county would review that and then decide if they wanted to accept it, and the road is dedicated as the whole parcel itself, and then it becomes right-of-way if the county accepts it. So what to modify some of these roadways or the locations, what we've determined needs to be done is that we will relinquish these roadways back to the TRI Center. They will go ahead and do any of the work or the development that needs to be done or the improvements, do any boundary line adjustments or parcel maps that need to be completed to get this in the correct configuration. And then they would go ahead and rededicate the new configuration back to the county. It's a lot of steps just to try to fix kind of some small little things. But these will be coming forward to you in the future, and we wanted you to realize what these maybe were before it's just put in front of you to vote. So Italy Drive is one of them. We've been working with the adjacent property owners. I don't know if you have some of your mapping in front of you, you can see kind of what the project actually is. But we've been working with the adjacent property owners to eliminate that cul-de-sac that's in the middle of nowhere, actually, and then extend it down. On the East Sydney property, which is still ongoing, there's a lot of work still to be done with that. It was the same thing where it was dedicated as a roadway, but there was no cul-de-sac constructed. There's concerns with drainage in this location. We think there's some other public utility uses that are actually in the right-of-way for that cul-de-sac, so we're not even sure if it's going to work. But we wanted to let you know, like, these are the things in the process that we were going forward and to see if there was any comments that the board might have on the process that we would be using. Ideally, what we would be doing is we would do the relinquishment, a boundary line adjustment or a parcel map, and then the rededication would be just one step after the other, the same meeting, the same, you know, consecutive agenda items. The Sydney one might be a little bit different because funded, so it might be a relinquishment, and then it might take some time to actually have the tri-center do that work. And then we would come back with a rededication. Dinley Drive, we think we can get all of our ducks in a row and do it in one meeting and in consecutive items. So more information can be forwarded to you when we're actually at that point. Dinley Drive should be coming up pretty quickly. I think this has been ongoing for a while. The new roadway has just recently been reconstructed with the new cul-de-sac location, and we think we're close on getting all that paperwork and stuff done. So I'm happy to answer any questions. Staff has been working with Keith and Jana, Public Works, and obviously Austin, so I'm not sure if anybody else has anything that they want to interject, but I'm happy to answer any questions also. We're not looking for any action today.
Thanks, Kathy. Yeah. Commissioner Carmona, do you have any questions for Kathy?
Not at this time, Jeremy.
All right, very good. Thank you, Kathy. Okay, why don't we move on to item number 23, discussion for possible action. Planning file number 2019-052, consideration of possible action to approve resolution 20-584, conditionally accepting the dedication of two parcels of land from Sparks Hotels LLC. So, Kathy, are you going to handle this, or is Keith going to handle this?
I've got this, Mr. Chairman.
Okay.
I would ask Kathy to listen in to make sure I get this right. So, what is going on here is that Sparks Hotels, they're intending to build a hotel on a piece of property between USA Parkway and Electric Avenue. They're going to need to expand the USA Parkway to some extent to allow for a left turn lane into the hotel property. And they want, in order to accomplish that, they want to convey two slivers of property to the county, which we will ultimately deed on to NDOT when they decide to go ahead and actually expand the roadway there and put in the left turn lane. So we've been working on this for a while. The problem has been there have been a number of liens on the property, all of which the construction liens have been cured at this point. There are two financing liens left that come from the Green Lake entities, and they have a fairly specific way that they want to have documents arranged and recorded. And so what we have done here is said that yes, we'll accept the proposed slivers of property conditioned upon the removal of the deeds of trust that presently encumber those slivers of property. What Green Lakes is proposing to do is they're going to amend the legal descriptions of their properties to show that the lien is not on the slivers that are being conveyed. And I've asked the Green Lake entities to go ahead and record a memo along with those changes in the legal descriptions to say the Green Lake entities, number one, consent that to the restriction of their liens and that they consent to them. So that is what we're here for today. It's a conditional acceptance of the two slivers of property that will ultimately be conveyed to NDOT.
All right. Sounds like a good deal for everybody. All right. Commissioner Carmona, do you have any questions for Keith?
I do not.
All righty. Well, Commissioner Gilman?
No questions.
All right. Is there any public comment regarding this item? Hearing none, Commissioner Carmona, did you entertain a motion to approve?
Yes, Chairman. In accordance with the recommendation by staff, I, Jay Carmona, move to approve resolution number 20-584, accepting the proposed dedication of two parcels of land to Story County, created for the right-of-way purposes, as shown on the map titled EP Minerals LLC and Sparks Hotels LLC. Merger and resubdivision of parcel 2008-38 of ROS 110555 and parcel 2007-144 of ROS 108433, identified as parcel 2019-27 and 2019-28, conditioned upon Greenlight Real Estate Fund LLC and Greenlight Real Estate Finance LLC removing their liens upon the two parcels being dedicated.
Very good. So I have a motion. Do I have a second?
Second.
I have a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously. Very good. Moving along now to item number 24, discussion for possible action. These are approval of business license second readings. County Manager Osborne.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Community Development recommends approval of A through E, Atlanta Escapes, LA Rebuilds, Reno Heating and Air, Inc., Silver State Heating and Air, United Technology Services Group, Inc.
Very good. All right. Is there any public comment regarding these? Commissioner Carmona, do you entertain a motion to approve?
Aye, Jay Carmona. Second reading of business licenses A through E.
All right. I have a motion. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
We're moving to second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously. All right. Moving along to item number 25, time for public comment. Please identify yourself for the record and please limit your comments to 3 minutes. Okay, once again, I'm calling for public comment. Okay. So, Commissioner Gilman, you're asking me when the last time, or how long our tax rate levy was in place. It's been at this rate since the 2008-2009 tax year, and that year the county had decreased that tax rate by 0.049. So, 12 years is a pretty good record. The lowest rate was in 2003-2004 when the rate was 3.3797. And today it's 3.4607. So, very small increase between the lowest rate on record and where we are now. Well, I shouldn't say on record, but since 2003-2004. Okay, I'll give you guys one more shot at it. Any additional public comment? Hearing none, we'll see you on the 21st. Meeting's adjourned.